reading a parsha Vayechi. Torah tells us that Yaakov is about to pass away, and he needs to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. And he turns to Yosef, and he asks Yosef to be the one to take him and to bury him in Eretz Yisrael, Ma'aseh Machpelah. Rashi, Chazal give many, many answers to the obvious question, why does Yaakov ask of this of Yosef? Rashi says because it was in his capacity to do so, as Melech, and many other answers are given in the Medrash. But this is something which we can explore B'Siyata D'Shemaya, this sugya of Yaakov asking Yosef to bury him in Ma'aseh Machpelah. Secondly, a well-known question that we Rishonim deal with is that when the brothers come down to Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says, when they're looking at Safnas Panech straight in the face, V'heim lo hikiruhu, that it was Yosef, but they didn't recognize him. How could they not recognize Yosef? So Rashi already begins to deal with the question from the Medrash that when Yosef was young, he didn't have a beard. But now that it was 20 years later, it's not with the beard, they didn't recognize him. But the Mefarshim are still troubled with this. Rabban suggests something different. That Yosef, if he had a beard, then he looked like Yaakov. Because Chazal say that the face of Yosef and the face of Yaakov was exactly the same. So how could they be looking at him dead in the eye and not come to the recognition that this is Yosef? The Chasam Sofer says that he had something over his face the entire time, and he concealed himself that way. Akapanim is something which could use further Hezbo B'Siyata D'Shemaya. Thirdly, the whole sugi of Yosef and his rise to power and the fact that he learnt Ayin Lashon, 70 languages, many things came together at once for Yosef. And perhaps there's an akuda plimi to that inyan, which helps us understand a greater sugya of Yosef Bechla. And lastly, once we're dealing with Yaakov Avinu and the p'tir of Yaakov Avinu, so one of the ramazim to the p'tir of Yaakov goes back to the melchama which he had, Vayyavik Ish Imai, the Ish which did melchama with Yaakov, the inyan of the Gid Anasha. So who was this Ish? So Kuli Amar Lo Pligi, that it wasn't an actual person. The Medrash says it was either Michael or Gavriel, or more famously perhaps the Sarah Shel Esav. Al Kapanim, is there a way to understand this Ish, which incorporates all of the Teruchim which Chazal are presenting to us? So to begin, the Gemara tells us regarding Yosef. Yosef yatzah mibeis ha'asurim b'Rosh Hashanah. That Yosef left Yael in Rosh Hashanah, and that's when he became Melech. It's a day of coordinating Kodesh Baruch Hu as Melech, and that was the day of Yosef's assuming the Malchus. How did that work? What does the inyan of Rosh Hashanah have to do with Malchius Dahainu, the Malchus of Yosef? So every single year in Rosh Hashanah, the Sitra Achra, the Satan, has an opportunity to be Makachik against every single person. Everybody is Oyvim Lefanov, Kibnei Marei. And that time, Chas V'Shalom, there's a Gezerah raw against the person. But Kodesh Baruch Hu created an Eitzah. The Eitzah against that Kitchik is called the Shofar. Which is why we find in the Ari and the Poskim that as soon as the Shofar is blown on Rosh Hashanah, the entire dynamic of the day changes completely. But what's the secret of the Shofar? So the Zohar says, Vayipach ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim. It's the secret of a Kodesh Baruch Hu blowing a new life into a person. What happens at that point is that whatever gzeira was chal on the person before the shofar is taka chal on that person. But now that there's been the shofar, and every person experiences vayipach ba'ap nishmas chaim, each person is completely new. So we can't say that the gzeira should be chal and continue to be chal on this person. He's not the same person anymore. So Ploni beforehand has the gzeira, but now that he's a bria chadasha, like Chazal say, Ve'asisim atzvechem on Rosh Hashanah. Every person becomes refreshed on Rosh Hashanah. So the Gzeir isn't chal on this person. It was only Nigzar on the person before. And the same thing is true with Yosef HaTzadik. The inyan of Yosef HaTzadik is that when Yosef came out of the boar on Rosh Hashanah, like we once explained, HaTekeya L'Secha Bor, the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, that the Tekeya Shefer enters into that boar where Yosef was, and from that he was Yoytzi Mebein Sasur, and he became Melech. There was a complete shift and a complete change in Yosef HaTzadik. And the Yaakov Uveni, He says, twice, once in Miketz, once in Vayeshev. Inyan Nishmas Yosef, who Nishmas Chanoich, Shenirei Lov Balayla Sheyatzav Yitzhasur. What was this complete change in Yosef which took place on Rosh Hashanah? So the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that Yosef was zeichet to a new neshama at that time, the neshama of Chanoch. Now, who is Chanoch? Chanoch was the son of Yared, mentioned in Parshas Bereishis, who was one of the very great tzaddikim who lived after Adam HaRishon. Chazal teach us that, explaining the pasuk Ve'einenu ki lokach oser lokim, that Hashem took him, that after 365 years of tzidkus, he was nistalik and he became a malach. And Chazal explained that he didn't just become any malach, he became the malach matat. The Malach Matat, we don't see his full name, Mem Tetes Resh Vav Nun. Chazal explained that this Malach is the Malach who's in charge of all of the Malachim. Perhaps the greatest Malach. And Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar explains that Chanoch took such interest in Matat. His Lashon is, Ki mi oidoi hishtadu lir oisai ulahasig inyano, that he wanted so much to understand Matat, and to see him, and to be masing him, ad shehi sigo, and he had that hasaga, v'davak bo, and then he actually became this davik in it. U'lefi shenidavak bo, and because he was davik in him, hishtana gufo u'shmo, his name changed, and his guf changed, ki napach b'saru lala pedesh, he became like a chefza shalish. What's interesting is that the Ramah Mipano in Asar Mamaris writes, before Chanoch was nostalgic, he was osik with the people, to some degree. And he says, Barov chachmoso v'chassiduso, with his great wisdom and his chassidus, he was machadish dosos v'nimusim, he enacted practices and laws, and l'chol umos, for all the nations of the world, v'herchikim min ha'arayas, and he distanced them from arayas, and he taught them how to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, taught them ways in avodas Hashem. What's interesting is that, let's explain and explore a little bit what's taking place here. Yosef is in the Bor, it's Rosh Hashanah, there's a Vayipach Ba'apod Nishmas Chaim, and the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that he becomes Chanoich. And the lesson elsewhere of the Yaakov Rebbeini is, Chanoich Natal Nishmasa Mizi'ar Ilah Da'atzilos. He was zeichet to a special light from the world of Atzilos, V'lachin Haya Malach B'Shamayim, and he became a Malach. And this Chilek HaNeshama Nimshecha Acher Kach B'Yosef HaTzadik. And he had the beauty of Adam HaRishon. And therefore, he was oilu l'malucha, and he learned ayin lashon because he was zeichet to the neshama of Matat, who's in charge of all of the ayin lashon. And he was even zeichet to a new name, as it says, edus b'yehosev samo b'tzeisam sasayim, as the Gemara says, that he was zeichet to the letter hey. So we're seeing a gewaltig Pesach with us, Mayim Makom, that Yosef is nistabuk b'chanoch in the same way that Chanoch was nistabuk b'matat. And just like Chanoch, he was in charge of the Ayin Umos, and Matat is in charge of the Ayin Umos, and he taught them Dosos, Venimusim, and Halachos, and Gedarim, Bechule. Yosef did exactly the same thing in Mitzrayim. He created a whole new society, and he taught them how to be Marchik from Arayas, he gave them Bris Mila. So we see how he actually emulated the ways of Chanoich. It could even be, like the Zohar Chadash says in Parshas Yisrael, that Yaakov, he was zeichet b'Yerusha to many very great svarim, which were written earlier. The Sefer of Adam HaRishon, the Sefer Yetzira of Avraham Avinu, his grandfather, and also the Sefer of Chanoch. Chanoch wrote a Sefer. So perhaps it could be that the reason why Yosef was nisdabik to the inyan of Chanoch, and he took great interest in him, was because we know that Yosef learned special things from Yaakov Avinu. Ki ben zukunim holo bar chakima, the Unkla says. So it could be that he learned befrat from Yaakov Avinu, these Torahs, maybe not all of them, perhaps Sefer Chanoch especially, and because he took interest in that Sefer, in the wisdom of Chanoch, he eventually had a connection with Chanoch. What's interesting is that when the brothers, when they saw Yosef approaching, the Torah says, Hinei Bal HaChalomos HaLazeba, that the Bal HaChalomos was coming. The Medrash says, Hu Upil Sonai. He was coming and his pilson. Rashi says, what's a pilson? In Lashon Yavani, it refers to a malach. So Yosef was coming, and he was coming with a malach. Which malach was it? And why did Chazal call him a pilson? Why don't they just say a malach? So it could be, based on what we're saying, that the malach matat was coming with him. And in fact, in Yaakov Rivenian, Parashas Bereishis brings, that the malach matat was shomer oiso mikol pegara, that the Malach Matar protected Yosef from all pekara, and he was matzlich in everything which he did. And that's the pshat that it says in Pasuk, V'hu na'ar es b'nei Bilha, because Matat is always called na'ar, like the Mekubalim explain. Now, V'hu na'ar es b'nei Bilha is said about Yosef not after he comes out of jail. That's said about him even in the home of Yaakov before he sold. V'hu na'ar es b'nei Bilha, that he had a connection to Matat, like we said before. Ki ben zekunim hu lo, that he was perhaps learning his farm. So perhaps, when it says that he was coming, u'pilsono, he was coming with a Malach Matat, because this Malach Matat, Chanoich, was being Shomer Yosef at all times. And perhaps the reason why he's called Pilsono, but Lashon Yevani, which is a Lashon of Laz, is since Chanoich Matat is the Malach of Over Al Ayin Lashon, so that's why even the Medrash refers to him in Ayin Lashon. But there's a difference. Over here, when Yosef is approaching, the Malach Matat is surrounding him, protecting him. In fact, it goes very nicely with the Kavanah that the Ari says in Shar Psukim, Parshas Vayishev, right over there, around the secret of the Ksonis Pasim. The Ari says that the Malach Matat has many names, and the letters of Pasim, these four letters, he makes Rashi Tevis out of them, which are four names of the Malach Matat. With this, we can explain precisely that the Malach Matat was coming with Yosef, because the Ksonis Pasim was the secret of Matat. And when they saw Yosef coming with the Ksonis Pasim, they saw that Matat was coming with him, because the Ksonis Pasim was a Shmir, which is why they attacked the Ksonis Pasim, they ripped it off, because by doing that, they were Masalik, they removed the Shmir of Matat. So Yosef has a connection to Matat even from the very beginning, but that's only Mivachutz, like a Makif, surrounding him. But now when he's leaving the Bor, and he becomes Melech Mitzrayim, the Neshama of Chanoich is Nesdavik Boy, in his Pnimius he becomes Chanoich. And the reason why he becomes Melech is because Chanoich was always Melech. But as he's ruling over Mitzrayim and all over all the Umas Olam through the Rav and through the dreams, because of the fact that he has a connection to the Neshama of Matat. It goes very nicely because he's referred to as the Bala Chalamos. And we find that by Yaakov Avinu, he had the dream, that Sulam. And the Mekubalim say that the secret of that Sulam in his dream was the secret of Matat, which is the Malach which spans Shemayim and Aretz. So if you learn that way, that Yaakov had that dream, and Yosef is now Bala Chalamos, just like Yaakov, so the connection Yaakov had in his dream is Chanoich, is the same connection that Yosef has. Akapana, with this, we can perhaps answer the questions we began with before. How is it possible that they did not recognize Yosef? Teretz is because the Yosef which they saw before was Yosef ben Yaakov. But the Yosef which they're seeing now, after he leaves the Bor, and he's zeichet to the neshama of Chanoich, that's not the same face which was before. This is a totally different person. Panim Chadash is Bo'olikan. So they didn't recognize him because now he was Chanoich Yosef. He had that zero ilah. He had that eish of Chanoich, of Matat. That would explain why he didn't look the same, because he went through this transformation. Vayipach ba'af and nishmas Chaim, the secret of Hatakila Sechabar. We explained how it is that he was zeichet to Ayin Lashon. It wasn't something separate. It wasn't like he became Melech and he also an Ayin Lashon. Everything happened at once, because it all comes back to the Shoyrish of the connection which he has to Chanoich at the time. And that's why he's zeichet to Malchus at the same time, like we explained. Going back to Vayavik Yishimai, who was the Malach which did battle with Yaakov Avinu? So we said there are many opinions. But perhaps based on the Zohar, it was the Malach Matat. Because the Zohar says in Tikkunim and Sadi Aleph Amid Beis, that this Malach, Karina Lekuchabichu Shmon Sagian, he has many, many names. One of them is Matat. He has 600,000 names, Kaminyan Shishim Ribai. Sometimes he's called Gavriel when he does Gvura. Sometimes he's called Rafal when he does Teferet. Sometimes he's called Michael. So it could be that he could have been, it could be Michael, it could be Gavriel, it could be Sarah Shalesov. And they're not arguing with each other. It was certainly Matat. But the question is, in what way was Matat Megal himself? And it was Matat who came to do battle with Yaakov Avinu, without getting into the reason why. That's a sugya in itself. But it could be that understanding this idea helps us understand that sugya, especially because the whole Mechiras Yosef came from the Pekarim Kenanasha, the Inkam HaKol HaRach Vazeh. Going back to the last question, which is, why is it that Yaakov asks Yosef to bear him a Maaseh Machpelah? Based on this, so we can understand, according to what's said in the Seder Olam Rabbah, it says that Adam HaRishon died and was buried in Maaseh Machpelah. He was the first. Who buried him in Maaseh Machpelah? So it says Seder Olam Rabbah, Chanoich buried Adam HaRishon. So we know that Yaakov Avinu is what? The Shofet Adam HaRishon. Yaakov is in the Neshama of Adam. And Adam asks his chanoich to bury him where? In Maaseh Machpelah. So since Yaakov is Adam Arisha, and Yosef is chanoch, so Yaakov asks Yosef to bury him in Maaseh Machpelah. And there's a remnant in the beginning of the parasha, Vayechi Yaakov, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, which is the hakdama to the burial of Yaakov. So Vayechi b'milui is gematria Yosef and Matat. To suggest that it was going to be Yosef because he's Matat is going to be the reason why that Yaakov asks Dafka Yosef to bury him in Maaseh Machpelah.